this evening, I'll be reading from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 12 through 16. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 12 through 16. Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in the word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by the prophecy, with lying on the hands of the eldership. Meditate on these things, give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine, continue to them, for in this doing you will save both yourself and those who are hearing.
We'll start with a song by Brooks McMarin, another song by Cole, another song by Sawyer Wells, another song by Lil Tony, and then reading from Proverbs 3, 1 through 12 by Daryl Pointer.
Sing, trust, and obey. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory He sheds on our way while we do His good will.
Today I'll be reading Victory and Jesus.
I heard an old story how a servant from glory, how he gave life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning of his precious blood atoning. Victory and Jesus, my I will be reading Blue Skies and Rainbows, first and last verse. Let's sing. Blue skies and rainbow, then sunbeams from heaven. Oh, what I can see with my Lord is living in me. I know that Jesus is well and alive today. He makes his home in my heart. Nevermore will I be all alone, since he promised me that we never would part. Oh, mountains, green valley, the beauty that surrounds me, thou make me aware of the one who made it all. I know that Jesus is well and alive today. He makes his home in my heart. Nevermore will I be all alone, since he promised we that we never would part.
I'll be reading Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1 to 12. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1 to 12. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands, for length of days and long life and peace that will have to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart, and so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust me, Lord, with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions, with the first fruits of your increase, so your barn will be filled with plenty, and your fat will be overflowed with new wine. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor despise his corrections. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father the son in whom he delights.
A song from Jack Joyner, another song by Colin Bishop, and a speech by Jack Turner, and a reading from Ecclesiastes 12, 1 through 14 by Darius Allison.
I'll be singing, working for the Lord. I want to be a worker for the Lord. I want to live and trust his holy word. But I want to sing and praise and be busy every day in the vineyard of the Lord. I will work and pray. I will work and pray. In the vineyard of the Lord.
No, you can't have any yet. My mom said that to me many times as the Lord's Supper passed by. I didn't understand at the time why my mom, dad, and sisters could, but I couldn't. But as I'm getting older, I see what I thought was just juice and crackers means much more. It represents Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. This is what we do to remember him. In life, we have many ways of remembering people and what they did. Some people have their own day, such as Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I like when we give people their own day because that means no school. Other people have statues in their honor. If you ever go to museums, you can see items of famous people on display. Some famous people have books and movies about them. Historic people's homes that you can tour, such as George Washington's Mount Vernon. This list goes on and on in how we remember these famous people. Jesus says in Luke 22:19, "Do this in remembrance of me." He's referring to the Lord's Supper, but don't we do a lot of other things to remember him too? God and Jesus have their own day too. Every first day of the week, we have the symbol of the cross to remember what he did. We have his word, the Bible. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, "All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness." We have a church building to worship in. We pray to him. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:16-17, "Be joyful always. Pray continually." As we are getting older, we are baptized into Christ's church. Acts 22:16 says, "And now what are you waiting for? Get up, be baptized, and wash your sins away, calling on his name." It also talks about baptism in Acts 2:38. Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." We also sing praises to him. Psalms 95:1 says, "Come, let us sing with joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song." I love being outside in God's nature. I love the water so I can go fishing and swimming, the woods so I can go deer hunting with my daddy, and looking at the sunsets with my sisters. God's creation is so beautiful. There are lots of people in this world that we as people remember, but we as Christians remember Jesus and all that he did for us, which is a whole lot. I love Jesus and I will always remember him. Philippians 1:3 says, "I thank God in all remembrance of you." Now that I'm getting older, I see what the Lord's Supper means. The bread represents Christ's body and the juice represents his blood. 1 Corinthians 11:26 says, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." We should remember Jesus Christ not on just the Lord's day, but every day.
I will be leading song number 131, "Love Lives in Me." Number 131, "Love Lifted Me." The first, second, and third verse.
Today I'll be reading Ecclesiastes 11:7-10. Ecclesiastes 11:7-10. Truly, the light is sweet, and a pleasant thing is it for the eyes to behold the sun. But if a man live many years and rejoice in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for thou shall be many. All that cometh is vanity. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee days of thy youth, and walk in the way of the thine heart, in the sight of thine eyes. But now, though, that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. Therefore, remove sorrow from thy heart, and put away evil from thy flesh, for childhood and youth are vanity. Now turn to me, Ecclesiastes 12, 1 through 14. Ecclesiastes 12, 1 through 14. Remember now, thou the Creator, in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come out, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them, while the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look at the windows be darkened. And the door shall be shut in the streets when the sound of the grinds is slow. And he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of the musket shall be brought low. Also when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fear shall be in the way, and the almond tree flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail. Because man go up to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. Or even the silver cord be loosened, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern. Then shall the dust return to our earth as it was, and the spirit shall return to God who gave it. Vanity of vanity shall the preacher all of his vanity. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yeah, he gave good head and sought out and set in order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of the truth. The words of the wise are God's, and as nails fastened by the master assemblies, which are given from one shepherd, and further by them, my son, be admonished. Of many making books there is no end, and much study is a witness of the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment, which every secret is in, whether it be good or whether it be evil.
We'll have a speech by Logan Lee, invitation by Tony Edwards, the invitational song by Daniel Harrison, closing song by Harry Dobbs, and closing prayer by John Vander.
Good evening. More than 58,000 names spread across the 493-foot wall of polished black granite. It cuts into the earth's surface like the war cut through the people's lives. It stands as a reminder of the sacrifice of those who died in the service of our country during the Vietnam War. The surface of the monument allows you to see your reflection while gazing at the names inscribed upon it. It allows you to reflect on your life while thinking about the sacrifice that these men and women paid to their country. On a trip to Washington, D.C., I got to see the Vietnam Veterans Memorial firsthand. I stood in awe of its beauty and sat and thought about its meaning. It was something so simple, but so meaningful. As the grandson of a veteran of the Vietnam War, I began to wonder how different life would be had my grandfather been one of those names written on that wall. Would I even be here today enjoying the beauties of life? Written on the top of the memorial is a simple phrase. It states, all gave some gave all. I pondered this phrase for a while and thanked the great generation who so bravely fought for our country. but my mind was immediately brought to the cross of Jesus Christ. There are many parallels between the memorial and the cross of Jesus Christ. I think about the table in the front of our auditorium. There is also a simple phrase upon it, which states, "This do in remembrance of me." Like those who served in the Vietnam War and other wars who lost their lives, Jesus Christ gave all. We remember the sacrifice Jesus made during communion. 1 Corinthians 11:24-25 states, "And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This is the new covenant of my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.'" We remember Christ as we worship him or partake in the Lord's Supper. The routineness of worship shouldn't be causing us to go through the motions. We should be solely focused on our Savior's sacrifice. Jesus made the greatest sacrifice of all time, and we must correctly worship him by giving our whole heart to worship. When we partake of the Lord's Supper, we must remember the pain and the sacrifice that Jesus went through on the cross. Several verses in John 19 show the pain Jesus went through. Verses 1 through 3. "So when Pilate took Jesus and scourged him, and the soldiers twisted a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe, then they said, 'Hail, King of the Jews,' and they struck him with their hands." And then verse 34. "But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water came out." All of this pain was occurring as Jesus was hanging upon that cruel cross. We must also begin to reflect on our life while thinking about this sacrifice. While we partake in the communion, we must examine our lives and make sure that we are in the state of mind to take it. 1 Corinthians 11:27-28 states, "Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup." We also should stand in awe of Jesus and wonder why he chose to die for you and me. His death was something so simple, yet it means that we get to live if we follow him. John 3:16. We also should understand that without Jesus, we would have no hope for eternal life and would be subjected to death. Romans 3:23-24 states, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." Jesus also explains that whoever eats his flesh and drinks his blood has eternal life in John 6:53. Jesus stands as the greatest sacrifice of all time. He died for all that live for him. 1 John 2:2. "And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world." Although it is very important to remember Christ's sacrifice during the communion, it is also equally important to remember this sacrifice daily. If we remember this sacrifice daily, we will always be seeking him and his ways. We will not become prideful and will be richly blessed. God loved us so much that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. The least we can do is remember his sacrifice and live for him. Our world today is so focused on being remembered. Everyone wants to be remembered in one way or another. Yes, it is truly great to be remembered for doing good and helping those in need. I think of the Good Samaritan helping the hurt Jew. Others are remembered for what they didn't do, such as the priest and the Levite. But we must always remember Christ in everything that we do. We must be remembered by our devotion and love for Christ. He should be at the forefront of our minds daily, not just during the Lord's Supper. Wall Street likes to salute the self-made man, but truthfully, no such man exists. No matter how great your accomplishments or education, the world doesn't revolve around you. Life is meant to be Christ-centered, not you-centered. After all, who created you and gave you air to breathe and food to eat? Who gifted you and equipped you for life? Who took your sins upon himself at the cross? The cross is the greatest memorial of all time. In everything that you do, remember Christ.
By way of invitation this evening, as I have sat here and as we have been led in these wonderful songs, these beautiful scriptures have been read, these excellent lessons, the prayers that we have been the privilege to be a part of, I can't help but think, oh, how important it is for our life to be purposeful during this time. We're here for a specific purpose. And as I think about that purpose and the purpose involved, I want to remind you, by way of invitation this evening, of a passage found in that little epistle of James, the brother of Jesus. It's chapter 2, and it's verse number 12, which says this: "So speak and so do as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty." And that passage is purposeful in nature. Purposeful in the fact that it tells us about law. And it's the law of freedom, not the law of bondage. We'll be judged by that great and glorious law. And yet our purpose here on earth in regard to the things that we say and the things that we do, well, they're insurmountable. Put them together and that gives us what we call life. And as we live life, may we live life to the fullest, giving Christ the glory as we have heard about this evening, to be able to remember that in the Lord's Supper as we have heard about this evening. What a great privilege it is for all of us. Times we might fall short of His glory, and thank God He promises us forgiveness when we come to Him in penitence, in faith, in prayer, in love, in confession. And in doing so, we can truly be right in His sight. There could be some here this evening that need to make a change in their life, and if that's you, then certainly don't hesitate or with any reservation put that moment off any longer. Get right in God's sight. See the purposeful life. And as we go on our way rejoicing, may we look to heaven as the place where we spend eternity. And with great joy in enjoying the journey there, we can anticipate being there for all eternity around God's great throne, singing praises to Him and enjoying the company of the redeemed. Well, folks, if that is something that really interests you, and I believe it is, if that's something that really intrigues you, and I believe it is, if that's something that is really your desire, and I believe it is, let's make sure, let's see that we are in conjunction with the law of God, doing His will, doing things His way. If you're in need of responding this evening in any way, form, or fashion, the song has been selected. When we stand and sing that song, and as we're singing, if you need to come forward, please do so. We'll help you in whatever way that we can. But won't you do that as together we stand and as we sing.
Hark the gentle voice of Jesus falling tenderly upon your ear. Sweet His cry of love and pity calling. Turn and listen, stay and hear. Ye that labor and are heavy laden, lean upon your dear Lord's breast. Ye that labor and are heavy laden, come and I will.
The Lord's Supper has been prepared for those who weren't here this morning. If you haven't, you can exit out the back and they will show you where to go. Tonight our closing song will be "I'm a Poor Wayfaring Stranger." We'll be singing all three verses. Let's all sing out.
I am a poor wayfaring stranger, while traveling through this world of woe. Yet there's no sickness, toil, nor danger in that bright world to which I go. I'm going there to see my Father. Clouds will gather round me. I know my way is rough and steep, but golden fields lie out before me, where God's redeemed shall I'm going there to see my Father. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only soon be free from every trial. My body sleeps in the churchyard. I'll drop the cross of self-denial and enter on my great reward. I'm going there to see my Father. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm only going over
before the closing prayer. Just a reminder that we do have in the fellowship hall set up the puppet show that we've been working on for the last week, so we're hoping that everybody will come and check it out. It's only about an 8-minute show, but the kids have worked really hard. Some of the parents have worked really hard on this, grandparents, so everybody come check that out with us. And make sure before you leave, everybody in this room, come down here and shake these young men's hands. They did a great job tonight. We are so blessed with future leaders. Let's go to God in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. This is a wonderful day today. I pray that you will be with these boys, these young men that led the service, that you will continue to bless these young men, continue to be in every one of their thoughts and minds and actions that they do, that they have clearly put you first in their lives. Pray that you'll be with the young ladies that that led the Devo earlier, that they will grow up to be strong Christian wives, strong Christian women, Sunday school teachers and aides and helpers and everything that they can do. Pray that you'll continue to bless this congregation. You've blessed us so much with all the love that we show to each other. As I said, all the leadership that we have, all the future leadership that we have here, we are genuinely blessed by you. God, we pray that you'll be with Tony during this hard time, that you'll continue to wrap your hands around him and show him the love that only you can. Pray that you'll continue to strengthen all of us as a congregation, that we will always grow closer, that we will all be willing to bear the burdens of one another to make it easier on each other. God, we pray that you will continue to be with the parents of these young men and women, that we will continue to do what we're doing, continue to put you first in our lives, and continue to pass that on from generation to generation. God, we pray that you will forgive us of all of our many sins, and even when we don't say it, remember that we love you so much. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.